Well, let's get going.
Okay then, follow me.
Leaving the large ash behind, Arthur gazed on the patchwork of fields that lay beneath him. A vast carpet that stretched out into infinity in all directions. He was relieved that it was a clear and beautiful day, so that the cool air that passed over his body gently allowed him to glide effortlessly over the distance. Rutland Water glistened in the sun as if home to a million diamonds. Since his first sighting of the water, Arthur had called this his spiritual home. Nowhere else ever felt like it. It was as if it contained all that was good in the world in one place. Until that day. Until his heart had stopped, as just beneath his branch, the most fearsome creature was sleeping.
We're nearly there. Time to turn back if you're unsure.
I'm right behind you, you scaredy cat. Well, this is very pleasant, Arthur. A nice spot indeed.
Shh! We need to be quiet.
Well, I hope he arrives soon. I have a busy day planned. I'm not prepared to sit here for hours. I have important business to attend to.
As it approached 12 noon, Arthur had to declare that it was almost certain that there was not going to be another sighting. And although humiliated to accept that his story would now be discredited by the house, they ought to call a halt to this mission until another day. Strangely, he was secretly relieved that the big cat hadn't made an appearance, but he had been genuinely scared.
Right then, I'm off. Arthur, you stand defeated, and as such, it must be agreed that there will be no more talk of big cats. This whole ridiculous situation has taken the house away from discussing more important issues.
Please! This ridiculous situation, as you call it, is still a major threat. And I will not rest until we take our community to safety.
Arthur! 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 You are sounding like some deluded warrior.
Don't, Arthur! Arthur me! I am not deluded. But a warrior, yes. And I will not take the cowardly approach of doing nothing to protect our community.
So, Arthur, the great warrior speaks, eh? Well, I'm going to see to it that Arthur, the not-so-great deluded crow, will be silenced. Enough is enough. Goodbye.
He'll regret calling me deluded.
Excuse me, but would you mind having your domestics somewhere else? I'm trying to get some sleep here.
Arthur looked down and froze. There, at the foot of the tree, the Black Panther was glaring up at him. What had they been thinking of to make such a noise? Their stupidity had now landed him in real danger. His whole body was powerless to move, let alone fight against the invisible vice that was now crushing his ribs. He was truly overcome with fear. With eyes locked into those of the panther, Arthur attempted to breathe again, but only managed a weak gasp, which hurt.
Ah!
You may well say, ah! Look, Arthur. You are Arthur, right?
Well, as I see it, you're getting a rough ride, buddy. If you want to be a proper warrior, then you really need to seriously work on your final word strategy. There ain't no way you should have let that guy get away with that last rant. But anyway, If you finish with your spat, then I'll get some more, should I?
What could I have said then?
Well, for starters, when he said, enough is enough, you should have gone straight back with, enough, I've only just begun, punk.
Really? I should have said that. Seems a bit rude.
That's warrior talk, Arthur. You sure you really want to be a warrior?
I didn't till now. Perhaps I'll settle for just being a crusader instead.
What's your crusade about?
Well, I need to convince the house that we should evacuate everyone because of the very terrifying cat.
Where? Well, I haven't seen it. Oh, don't worry, buddy. You just let me know when you next see it, and I'll have words.
What kind of cat are you, exactly?
Well, Arthur, I'm exactly a black panther. What kind of bird are you, exactly? Other than a squawky one.
Ah, crow! You're right, we are squawky. I wish I wasn't, but there you go. We are what we are. Have you got a name?
Yes. Onkar.
Well, pleased to meet you, Onkar. What brings you to Rutland?
Can you keep a secret?
Onkar, you are talking to the King of Secret Keepers. I am the Right Honourable Crow MP in the House of Crows. I can most certainly keep a secret. Unless, of course, you would like an official confidential leak of said information. In which case I would need reassurances that my name would not be released or associated with said information. For in the event that it is said that I was responsible for leaking said information, which, of course, I would have been, you must categorically deny that I said it. Do you understand?
Right. Well, I think I understand. Now, you only tell if I tell you to tell. Otherwise, you tell nobody. Until I tell you to tell. And then, if you do tell, then I must tell everyone that you had no involvement in the telling.
Absolutely!
Well, in that case, my secret is, I'm on the run.